still not working. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah, the name is Christ. We commence the first hour of biblical counseling.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名, 我们开始第一个小时的圣经辅导。
So before we go into sharing, let's do some Q&A.
在我们开始分享之前, 我们先来一个问与答。
So what is the difference between a biblical counseling than you know the secular counseling?
所以我们, 圣经的辅导跟普通的心理辅导是不一样。
Why do we put biblical counseling instead of just counseling?
为什么不只是说辅导, 而是说圣经辅导?
Yes, sister.
所以圣经的辅导意思就是说, 我们是用圣经的真理来辅导。
Yes, one of the major, the main reason that when we talk about biblical counseling, we use the Bible as a standard, right, as a standard to counsel and comfort our brothers and sisters.
没错, 我们在辅导的时候讲圣经辅导就是我们用圣经当作我们辅导的准则。
So on that note, what kind of differences do we see, you know, if we compare the biblical counseling and just the normal counseling?
所以我们在讲就是我们圣经辅导跟一般的辅导所不一样的地方。
Yes. Yeah. So what's some of the differences? If we use the Bible as a standard, then what are the some of the differences that we see if we compare biblical counseling and then to the you know the normal counseling?
要是我们用圣经做准则的话，我们可以看出 到底圣经辅导跟普通的辅导有什么不一样呢？ 大家能不能想一想？
Yes, sister.
请说。 Use God's word as a standard.
Yes, yeah, right.
没错.
Yes, yeah, we use the Bible and God's word as a standard. As a standard.
我们用圣经以及神的话来当作基准.
So with that in mind, what are the differences that we can see in counseling?
要是我们用这个做 标准的话, 我们看到 普通的辅导跟圣经辅导有什么不一样吗? 大家能不能再想一想?
Yes.
So there are situations where, when men say it's okay, but God thinks it's not okay.
Yes, that's very important, right?
这是很重要.
Because sometimes even though everyone in this world says okay, but maybe go to the Bible, it's not okay.
所以很多时候每个人在这世界上每个人都说没关系，但是我们要圣经来做准则，圣经就是说不行.
For example, abortion.
例如说堕胎。
And one time when I was working with one of my patients, my client, she already, before she came to see me, she already had 6 abortions already.
我有一个, 病人来看我的时候,
but that's before I came to know Jesus Christ, so when she came to see me, she was pregnant again.
那是我还没有来信主之前, 所以这个, 我这个病人来看我的时候,
so of course she wanted to have an abortion. And for me as a counselor, I said, yeah, do whatever is best for you.
那我那时候是 普通的辅导员, 所以我就说, 啊, 你要觉得怎么样做好, 你就怎么做。
And then she aborted the baby.
然后她就去堕胎了。
But in biblical counseling, you know, if we truly go back to the Bible, there's no way we can encourage someone to abort their baby.
但是我们要是用圣经来做准则, 我们不可以鼓励堕胎。
Anything else in here, I think that we can see that will be conflicts or differences?
我们还可以看到 一般的辅导跟圣经辅导什么不一样的地方吗?
Yes, sir.
A lot of experiences and things that they observed physically with based on the Bible. 在我们用圣经辅导的时候，我们必须要知道神知道比我们太多多太多了。Yes,
that is a very important point.
这也是很重要的一点。For
example, as counselor, you specialize in a certain area.
例如说，辅导员通常会 有一个专精。And
the reason you specialize in a certain area because that is the area that you know you learn the most or you have experience the most in.
例如说你在专精于某一种特别的辅导，是因为你在那方面学特别多，或是你特别有经验。
But biblical counseling.
但是圣经的辅导。
Actually, we also must, you know, be an expert in something. We must specialize. What specialize in knowing the will of God.
我们就是应该知道说，我们对神的话语应该知道的最清楚。
Because if not knowing the will of God, and then it's very difficult to tell people what they must do to make themselves feel better.
因为如果我们不知道神的话语的话，我们就无法去辅导人，让这个被辅导人觉得好一点。
Anything else? One more thought. Anything else?
还有吗？大家还有没有其他想法？
Yes, sister.
请说。所以这位姐妹说的是说，一般的辅导是一个人要可能会对自己有下一种决心，但是圣经的辅导是说你应该跟神有一个良好的沟通，跟神下一个决心。
Yeah, that's also another very important point.
这也是很重要的一点。
For the regular counseling, we want to make, you know, what is best for them, right? What is best for that person?
一般的辅导是说我们会想说怎么样做才是对这个被辅导的人是最好。
But for biblical counseling, what is best in the eyes of God, we must do.
但是圣经的辅导是说我们要怎么做让神才能够得到喜悦。
For example, if someone want to come, you know, to have counseling, they want to get a divorce.
例如说有人来辅导，因为他想要离婚。
Of course, as any counselor will tell, okay, if you know, you name all the negative things, you know, I mean, all the positive things why you want to get divorced.
一般的辅导就会列出说你为什么想要离婚，离婚的好处跟坏处是什么，你就列出来。
Then you list all the negative things, you know, why you don't want to get divorced.
你就列出不好的事项，说为什么我不想离婚。
But in Christ, it's not like that.
但是在基督里并不是这样。
In Christ, what is the first, if they want to get divorced, what is the first question we should ask them?
要是有人想要离婚，你应该第一句话要问什么话呢？
What is the first question?
第一个问题是什么？
If a person want a divorce.
要是有人要离婚。
What's that? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
我们要问这个人为什么想要离婚。
Okay, so what is, so then after that, what should we ask? And what should we ask after that?
之后我们要问什么问题呢？
So we ask them, oh, why do you want to get a divorce?
我们就问说你为什么想要离婚呢？
Of course, they will say, you know, maybe my husband beat me up.
他可能会说我的先生打我。
Or my wife, she spent all my money.
我太太把我的钱花光了。
And then when we do biblical counseling, when we hear this kind of stuff, how should we respond to that?
要是你是圣经的辅导员，你要怎么回答呢？
Yes. Oh, pray. Okay, yeah.
祷告吧。
Actually, the main thing is, first, you must let them understand, actually, according to the Bible, if your spouse does not commit adultery or, you know, against you, you cannot get a divorce.
根据圣经，如果你的先生或太太没有背叛你，你就不能离婚。
So by saying that, and then now, it doesn't matter what other situations going on, then you must be able to work it out with your spouse. That is the message.
那你就应该说，不管只要是你的先生或太太没有背叛你，其他的状况你都要想办法解决。
But with the circle counseling, you pretty much just, oh, you want a divorce? Okay, yeah, fine. You know, let me help you through the process.
那一般的辅导就是说，你要是想要离婚，好啊，那我们来帮忙你，
But actually, in reality, biblical counseling is much easier. It's much easier.
事实上，圣经的辅导是比较容易的。
Why do we say it's much easier than just, you know, the worldly counseling, right? Why?
为什么我觉得圣经的辅导是比一般的辅导容易呢？
Why do you say that?
为什么？
Why biblical counseling is way easier than the counseling that's in the world?
为什么圣经的辅导比这个世俗的辅导要容易呢？因为你的建议是正确的建议，是根据圣经的建议。
Actually, we hope that is the case, right?
是我们希望是这样，但是不是。
Yes.
因为你依靠神的权柄。
Yes, actually, we have a standard.
因为我们有一个基础。
And the standard is the Bible.
这个基础就是圣经。
So it doesn't matter what situation, what's going on. We always have to come back to the Bible.
所以不管我们的情况如何，我们就回归圣经。
But the worldly counseling.
但是这世界上的辅导。
It depends on what people you go to, right?
是因人而异的。
If you go to a person, you know, if you go to, for example, a woman therapist,
要是你去看到一个女性的辅导员，
and she has really bad relationship with her husband,
她可能跟她先生感情不好。
And then if you have another person want to come to get divorced with her husband,
那有另外她的被辅导的人也是个女的，她想要跟她先生离婚。
Most likely would say, yeah, go ahead, yeah, just leave him already, leave your husband already, right?
非常可能这个女性的辅导员就说好，没有问题，你就应该离开你的丈夫。
So that's why biblical counseling, I think, this is a standard every one of us must follow.
所以这个圣经的辅导是一个我们每个人都应该遵循的辅导方式。
But in the world, it's dependent on what kind of field you specialize in. That's the conclusion they will give you.You know, to resolve your situation.
但是这世俗上的辅导呢，可能是因为每个人辅导的方法不一样，他就会给不一样的建议。
For example, you are Freudian, right? You study, you know, from Sigmund Freud, right? That is your specialty.
例如说，你学习的是弗洛伊德的学说。
So with Sigmund Freud, this means everything that happened to you because of when it happened to you when you're a baby, right? When when you're in your mother's stomach, when you're, you know, an infant, you're a toddler. So you must go all the way back there to resolve all your problems.
所以弗洛伊德的学说就是说，你现在会有什么样的想法是从小时候养成的，有可能是在你在你妈妈子宫里的时候受到了什么的影响。所以如果要解决你的问题，就会必须要回到你的小的时候来解决问题。
For example, if a son does not like his father.
例如说，一个儿子不喜欢他的父亲。
And then a Freudian would say, "Oh, the reason you don't like your father is because you're in love with your mother."
弗洛伊德学说就会说，你不喜欢你爸爸是因为你爱你的妈妈。
And when you're in love with your mother, so unconsciously you want to kill your dad so you can get your mother to yourself.
那你的潜意识里面就想要把你的爸爸杀掉，因为这样子的话，你就可以娶你的妈妈。
Of course, this kind of practice is very common, right? Even though we feel like it's a crazy.Theory or the way to, but this is very common practice.
虽然我们觉得这个学说很疯狂，但是这个是很普遍的一个学说。
So, for example, if you are cognitive, psychologist, cognitive. Yeah, it's all to do with the mind, right? Mind, yeah.
也就是说，如果你是你认知理论的相信者。
So everything happened in your life because your mind is not right.Right, your psyche is not right, so that's why everything is wrong with you. Right?
你觉得什么事情都不对，那是因为其实你的脑袋有问题，所以你觉得每件事情都不对。
So you know the reason why you cannot love that person because actually your mind is not in the right state.
所以你如果无法爱一个人，表示因为你的脑袋有问题。
And then, for example, another example, if you are behavioral psychologist.
如果你是行为心理学学者。
The reason the way you are now because the way you behave.
你会变成这样是因为你的行为造成的。
So the reason you cannot get a job is that you behave very, you know, not professionally.
那你不能够找到工作原因是因为你的行为很不专业。
So, but there's one thing about biblical counseling and the counseling in the world that the counseling in the world is only put a bandage over somebody's wound.
那这个圣经的辅导的方法很不一样，就是说我们只是。把一个 OK 绷放在一个人的伤口上。
But biblical counseling is truly to, you know, to go to the root of the problem and resolve man's problem.
对不起，刚刚是说，一般的辅导是把绷带放在伤口上，但是圣经的辅导是我们要找到问题的根源。
We know if we see, you know, if we see the wall is cracking.
我们要是看到一个墙有裂缝。
And usually if the wall cracked and you use a quarter to measure the crack of the wall to see how wide the crack is.
要是我们看到这个墙有裂缝，我们就用一个硬币来量量看这个裂缝有多大。
So if you put the wall, if you put the quarter in the crack and the quarter go into the crack, this means the problem is what?
要是你把这个硬币能够整个硬币放到这个裂缝里，那表示什么意思？
What is the problem?
那是什么问题？
Why the wall crack?
为什么这个墙有裂缝？
Yes.We know that it's a foundation, right? The foundation is cracking or moving. That's why the wall cracked.
我们知道是这个墙的基础已经有问题了。
So when you talk about human problems,
所以我们要是讲到我们人的问题。
Quite often we see the wall crack.
很多时候我们看到墙有裂缝。
We just patch it up.
我们就把它补起来。
And that's what counseling, you know, the worldly counseling do for human beings.
这个是我们属世的辅导。
But biblical counseling.
但是圣经的辅导呢?
We know the problems, why the reason the wall is cracked, because actually the foundation is shifting and the foundation is cracked.
我们知道墙有裂缝的关系是因为这个墙的基础已经有问题了。
So when human beings have problems because of relationship with God,
我们人有问题是因为我们跟神的关系有问题。
There's really no other way to explain it.
没有其他方法解释。
Why do people become depressed?
为什么人会有忧郁症?
Because they become so hopeless.
因为他们觉得没有希望。
They have no faith in God.
因为他们对神没有信心。
You get to the point, of course, that you just feel that your life is so miserable.
你就觉得你自己活得很悲惨。
But if you and I truly have good relationship with God,
但是如果我们跟神的关系是良好的
then we won't think like this.
我们就不会这样子想。
But of course, some of us cognitively,
但是我们有些人就在认知上
and behaviorally,
在行为上
we are more prone to be depressed than others.
我们就是比较比其他人容易得忧郁症。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
知道我的意思吗?
Yes, some was born, right, to be more depressed, just the way it is.
因为有人天生生下来就是比较容易有忧郁症。
It's almost just like some was born to be 6 feet tall, some was not.
就是有人天生生下来就是像大巨人一样,其他人不是。
But when it comes to emotional depression, emotional feelings, God always can resolve our problems.
但是我们讲到心理的忧郁,我们知道神一定可以解决这个问题。
So the more we are closer to God,
所以我们离神越近
really the more joyful we are
我们就应该越喜乐
why because when we are close to God
为什么呢因为我们当我们跟神很接近
then we always have hope
我们就有希望
when we have hope we become very joyful
要是我们有希望我们就会有喜乐
because when we think about hope really play a very important part of our lives
因为我们讲到希望这个希望对我们人类是很重要的
you know because I've been sick last week so I stay home so I watch a lot of like National Geographic stuff right
因为我上星期生病所以我在家里就看电视看了很多国家地理频道
and I was watching some show that you know when people experience death because of some kind of animals right? animal bite them or things like that、right?
我就看到有人面临几乎要死亡的结果就是因为有野兽咬他们
and there's two things in common
那有两个大部分会发生的事情
of all the people who like about to die I mean their life is on the line
那些快要死掉的人
When their life is on the line,
当他们已经快要失去生命的时候
the thing that they think about is their family.
他们在想的就是想他们的家人
And they think and say, oh, I wish that I, you know, God give me another opportunity to live so I can, you know, treat my wife better, for example.
他们就会想说，哦，我希望神，如果神再给我一次活下来的机会，我一定要对我太太好一点。
So I hope that, you know, I can live, you know, another chance, get another chance to live so I can treat my children better.
我希望能够再一个活下来的机会，我就会对我孩子更好。
So when they think about this,
当他们想到这个的时候
and then the adrenaline that kick in.
那时候他们的肾上腺素就会分泌。
Because some people get bit by you know those shark, right?
因为有人被鲨鱼咬到。
And the shark, some of them like 12 feet long, 15 feet long.
有些鲨鱼就是非常的巨大。
So when the shark bite them, of course they grab their legs, but then pull them into the ocean.
他们就咬住这个人，然后把这个人拖到海底。
So it's very easy just to give up because okay, that's it. I'm gonna be dead. I'm just you know go down to the ocean with the shark.
你就觉得很容易会放弃，因为就是说我要死了，我已经要被抓到大海里去了。
But all these people who attacked by shark, they never give up like that.
但是这些被鲨鱼攻击的人，他们都没有放弃。
The one that's alive anyway, but the one dead, we don't know.
这些死的我们可能不知道，就是这些活下来的我们知道。
But the one that's alive, the minute they feel they're gonna die, they think about their family, how much they love them, how much they care about them.
当这些人快要死的时候，他们就想到自己的家人，他们是多么爱他们家人，多么在乎他们。
And the minute they think like that, that's like the hope that they have to be alive.
当他们想到这时候，他们就心里就有希望，因为他们想要活下来。
So the adrenaline kick into their body becomes super strong, right?
他就肾上腺素就很快的分泌，他们就变得非常强壮。
So one guy, I mean, he was already he's in Kauai, Hawaii.
一个人是在夏威夷。
He was doing boogie board. It's like a surfboard.
这个人就是会做冲浪。
So because when you surf as a human being, the shark looks at you look like a turtle.
你在冲浪的时候，你看起来好像一只乌龟。
So to the shark, like, oh, dinner, right, dinner.
所以鲨鱼看到说啊，这是我的晚餐。
So when the shark caught his leg,
所以这个鲨鱼咬到这个鱼角
down,
把它拉入海里
He's like, there's no way I can overcome this shark. That's what he's saying, right?
他那时候心里想说、哦、没办法没希望了
Then he thought it's about his family.
那他就开始想他的家人、
oh, My mother loves me so much.
我妈妈很爱我
And my dad, I don't spend enough time with him.
我也跟我爸爸不够常常在一起
So I want to live.
所以我想活下来
So the minute he has this hope to live,
当他有这个活下来的希望
Then he said he took his hand right and went to the eye of the shark and took his eyeball out, the shark eyeball out.
他就用手去抓这个鲨鱼眼睛，把他的眼球抓出来。
You know, there's no, you know that when you see something like this, is not humanly possible.
你要是这样想，其实这个好像不是人类能够做得到的事情。
Because when a shark is biting your legs off, and then you have the time to think to grab his eyeball and pull it out, and that's what he did.
你要是想想看，这个鲨鱼咬住这个人的脚，然后这个人就开始思考，然后把这个鲨鱼的眼球挖出来，怎么可能呢？
Took out the whole eye, the eyeball of the shark, and he threw it out, right? And then the shark let him go.
他就把眼球挖出来后，鲨鱼就放松，让他走。
But now he has only one leg.
但是他现在只有一只脚了。
Right? Then of course for him to swim back to the shore is very difficult.
当然对他来讲，只有一只脚能够游回岸上，这是很困难的事情。
And then once again, right? The adrenaline kicks him because he thinks about his parents, thinks about his brother, right? The minute he thinks like for some reason he has the strength to swim in.
他这时候又想到他的家人，想到他的兄弟，他的肾上腺素又分泌了，他就真的又游到岸上了。
So that's why when we talk about counseling.
所以我们在讲辅导的时候
To give people hope is so important
对我们来讲 要给大家有要给被辅导人有希望这是很重要的
When I was working as a counselor
当我还是辅导员的时候
Quite often teenagers will call me in the middle of the night
很多时候有些年轻人十几岁的会在晚上打电话给我
And they want to kill themselves
他们想要自杀
Like I can't stand it anymore
我已经受不了了
My parents are horrible
我爸妈很恐怖
And my life is horrible
我的生命很糟糕
I just want to kill myself
我就是想要杀了我自己
Then what should I do as a therapist?
那我这个 当辅导员呢我要怎么说呢
So when they call me and tell me they want to kill themselves what should I do?
当他们打电话给我跟我说他要自杀那我要怎么做呢
What should we say to them? What should we say?
我们要说什么
Go ahead, do it.
那就杀了自己吧。
I'm just kidding.
这样说吗？当然不是。Life is precious.
Okay, life is precious. Okay, but they say, look, you know, my life, right? Yeah, your life is precious because fine, you went to school and everything, right? Look at me, I'm at home. I have five sisters and brothers, and we live in a one-bedroom apartment full of cockroach.
当然、啊、你的生命是很宝贵但是我呢我就五个兄弟五个姐妹住在一间房间里面有很多的蟑螂我的生命是不宝贵的
How can you say life is precious?
你怎么能够说生命是宝贵
But that's a very good point, but that's a very good point.
当然这个讲得很好、
yes.
但是呢
Or this is a regular counseling. Yeah, yeah. They don't know God. Yeah, yeah.
所以杰华弟兄问的时候你是在讲、普通一般的辅导还是圣经的辅导那我的回答是说，我们这是一般的辅导。要提醒他们，他们家人是爱他们的。
Yeah, that is a very important point. Yes.
这是个很重要的。
So quite often we must give them hope.
很多时候我们必须要给他们希望。
And the thing that gives them the most hope is how much, you know, if they leave, what about your younger brother, your younger sister?
如果你要是离世的话，那你的弟弟妹妹怎么办呢
？They're going to be sad the rest of their lives.
他们一辈子都会伤心难过。
So things like that, so we talk and talk after a while. They're like, oh, okay, I changed my mind. I don't want to.
你跟他讲一讲的话，就说好吧，那我改变主意，我不想。
Of course, next week they will call again.
当然，下星期他们就打电话来。
So that's why, like I said earlier, is when we do counseling, it's only put a bandage over the wound. That's it. We can never heal the wound completely.
所以我们在讲一般的辅导只是在你的伤口用个 OK 绷是无法完全解决的问题的
But when it comes to biblical counseling
但是当我们讲到圣经的辅导
It's really resolve the whole situation from the root up
我们就是要从根来解决这个问题
So but when it comes to biblical counseling
但是我们讲到圣经的辅导
What is the most important part
最重要的是哪一点呢
Of counseling, biblical counseling What is the most important part Of course we say the Bible, the word of God, we must pray, right?
当然，我们说神的话，圣经是重要的，而且我们应该祷告。哪一个是最重要的呢
？The virtues of counselors. This is so important.
辅导员的美德是很重要的。
In the world, it doesn't matter what devils you go to, right? Even though they are adulterer, they are liar, they are thieves, it doesn't matter if they are good in counseling, you go to them. You don't care if they have, you know, two, three girlfriends or not, you don't care.
这个世俗上的辅导人，我们 不在乎他是有什么样的美德。这个人可能是会偷窃的，这个人可能犯奸淫，但是我们不管，只要这个人辅导做得好，我们就去找他。
So quite often in the world, when you're looking for a therapist, is he a good therapist?
所以我们在这个世上，我们在找辅导员的时候，我们就问说，这个人会不会辅导做得好不好
？Nobody ever asks, is he pure and holy?
我们不会问说这个人是否圣洁。
Right? If he's not pure and holy, I won't go to him.
这个人不圣洁，我就不去找他。
Actually, no, it's not like that at all.
但是圣经辅导并不是像这样子。
I see all the famous therapists. I see they're all crazy. They're all crazy, and their life, their family life, they're all, you know.
我们知道这个世界上成功的辅导员，他们生活状就是乱七八糟的。
I mean, when I say to you Freud, Sigmund Freud, every one of you heard about Sigmund Freud before, right?
我们讲弗洛伊德，大家都听过吧
？Right?
一定大家都听过，
<You know?
S 1> 对不对？
You're from Singapore, man. Hey, Singapore is Sigmund Freud. It's very popular there too, also, right?
从新加坡来。怎么会没听过呢
？And if you study the personal life of Sigmund Freud, he was crazy.
你们有没有读过弗洛伊德的历史故事
？And he's even known that he's a child molester, right?
他有神经病啊，他还攻击过小孩。
But his theory is, you know, is practiced from then until even now.
但是他的学说从以前就很有名，到现在还是有名。
But people just want to know what works and what doesn't.
因为大家只想知道说哪一种方法是有效。
Even though his theory is very crazy, but people still use it nowadays.
虽然他的学说是很疯狂的学说，但是我们现在还在使用。
But for us, if Jesus was a sinner,
但是对我们来讲，如果耶稣是一个罪人
，There's no way you and I would listen to him, right? In the Bible,
我们就不会听他话。
Yeah, go and be born again of water and spirit. Like, who is this guy telling me? You know, it doesn't matter.
耶稣说，你必须要从水和圣灵而生。但是如果这个人是罪人，我们就不听了。
So that's why when it comes to biblical counseling,
所以我们讲到圣经的辅导。
If you and I, the one is doing the counseling,
要是我们是辅导员
，we must find a person that's really live a life after God's own heart.
对不起，如果我们要找一个辅导员，我们必须要找一个合神心意的辅导员。
And you and I, and if we do the counseling, we must be that person.
要是我们要做辅导员后，我们就必须要合神心意。
If we cannot find this person,
要是我们找不到这样子的人
，and then it's better not to go to them.
最好是不要去找他们。
Why? Because the minute you go to them, they will tell you things that you know they want you to do.That is not according to the Bible, and then we end up sinning against God.
要是因为如果你去找这个不是合神心意的人，这个人会告诉你一些建议，可能不是合神的心意，那我们就照着去做，就让神生气了。
But the problem is,
但是问题是
when we are seeking counseling,
当我们在找辅导员的时候
，we always want to find someone that agree with us.
我们总是想要找一个会跟我们讲一样话的人
，especially for like youth.
特别是年轻人。
No, youth, they always want to find the pastor who's very more liberal than others, right?
Yeah, 年轻人总是想要去找一些比较不保守、比较开明的长职人员。
For example, if they want to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
例如说，他们想要交男女朋友。
They would not go to Pastor Yang and ask him for advice.
他们不会去找梁传道。
But they know Pastor Yang. Actually, he's very straightforward. He's very strict, and that's it.
因为我们大家都知道，梁传道是非常严格的传道。
Of course, they will know exactly which pastor have that weak spot, right? That they say it's okay, you to date this and that, right? They will go to the pastor and ask them. Then they would go, oh, this pastor says it's okay.
他们会去找一个比较开明的传道，然后就说这位传道说没有问题，所以没关系。
So that's why, you know, quite often we always tell the members if when you do things, when you say things, don't quote any pastors, don't quote them.Right.
所以我们就常跟年轻人讲说，你们如果说某某传道说什么，不要去讲说这是某某传道说的。
What should we quote from?
我们要说是谁说的呢
？The Bible.
我们说圣经这样子说。
If we quote from the Bible, then we cannot, you know, say, oh, that pastor says okay, and that pastor says okay, this and that, right?
如果我们说圣经说是没问题的话，我们就不能说某某传道这样子说。
No, there's a common phenomenon that's going on because actually in the United States.To marry in church, we are very strict if you are pure and holy or not, right?
因为我们知道在美国，如果你想要在教会结婚的话，我们就是很关心你是不是圣洁。
Because whoever want to get married and have the church blessing, they must fill out an application. You know that, right?
因为如果你要在圣在教会结婚的话，你必须要填一个申请表格。
You fill out that do you have any boyfriend or girlfriend before?、Right.
问说你有之前有没有男女朋友
？Are you holy? Are、right, you guys holy and stuff like that?
你们圣洁吗
？And quite often, but praise and thank God, a lot of time our members do not lie. Like they, because they do not lie, quite often they don't want to, you know, some, so they don't get married. A lot of time they don't get married in the United States.
所以我们知道我们的成员是不会撒谎，所以很多时候他们就不在美国结婚。
But church, they just go to Taiwan and get married over there.
他可能回台湾去结婚。
Because for some reason Taiwan don't ask that kind of question anymore.
因为台湾已经不会再问这样子的问题了。
Oh, in Taiwan, people don't know them too well here. I don't know them too well.
但是台湾，有些台湾的人也不太认识他们。
But here, pretty much, I mean, almost every youth, I know them pretty well, right? You know their lifestyle and things like that.
但是在这边的美国人，年轻的人，我都认识他们，也知道他们的生活状况是如何。
So I told this. So I told my niece, I said, if you want to find a husband in the United States, it can be very difficult because uncle know almost every brother the way they are, stuff like that, right?
所以我就对我的子女说，你们想要在美国找丈夫，可能比较辛苦一点，因为我你们的叔叔对他们都非常的清楚。
I'm just joking with her. So that's why quite often, of course, but for us as counselors, we really must live a life like our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是对我们来讲，我们是辅导员，所以我们必须要像主耶稣一样圣洁。
Especially when people come really to, you know, to gain wisdom from you, to hear wisdom from you.
特别是这些年轻人来找你的时候，他们是希望从你身上得到智慧。
I remember one time a sister, she's really torn between should she marry, you know, should she pursue this brother or not.
我记得有一位姐妹她在想，她不知道是不是该追这位弟兄。
And then she went to one of the sisters.
她就去找另外一个姐妹。
And she asked her, you know, really, this brother so and so, you know, I really feel that I'm torn. I don't know what to do.
那这个姐妹就跟另外一个姐妹说，哦，我是觉得很矛盾，这位对这位弟兄我不晓得怎么做。
And she asked him, is he Taiwanese?
她就问说，这个弟兄是不是台湾人呢？
She said yes.
对，是台湾人。
Did he have good education?
他有没有好的教育程度呢？
She said yes.
对啊，不错。
What's stopping you? Just marry him already.
那好啊，为什么你我不愿意嫁他呢？就去嫁给他吧。
Of course, that sister she went to his standard is very different.
当然，这个姐妹她的想法是相当不一样的。
If that sister go to another sister who's very, she's a virtuous person.
要是这个姐妹她当时找的姐妹是一个很有良知的姐妹。
The first question, you know, that's asked,
有道德的姐妹。
You know, is first is he a believer?
应该第一个问说这个男的是不是一个信徒
？Not if he's Taiwanese or not，
而不是说这个人是不是台湾人
？Then how is his faith？
那他的信仰怎么样呢
？Not is how what kind of education he has，
而不是说他的教育程度如何
？So it can so that's why if we need some counseling，
所以当我们需要辅导的时候
，go to a person who really are gifted in counseling。
你要是去找一个很会辅导人的人
，and their lives they're very virtuous life。
而且他必须要有一个很圣洁的生活。
If we go to the wrong person,
要是你去找到错人
的话 ，they will counsel us what we want to hear.
他就会告诉我们想要听的话。
And then on the end, we'll go to the wrong direction.
那最后我们走的方向就是错误的。
And this happened many times already.
这已经发生过很多次。
So that's why for us, if we are the counselee, seek for those who are close to God.
所以要是我们想要得到辅导的话，我们应该需要找那些跟神很接近的人。
If we are the counselors.
要是我们是辅导员
，We must do our best to be close to God.
我们必须要跟神好好接近。
Okay. Any question, any thought?
有没有问题
？Any question, any thought?
或是想法
？Of course, to do counseling is also a gift. A gift.
当然，当辅导员也是一个神给我们的。
Not everybody can do counseling.
并不是每一个人都能够当辅导员。
For example, my wife, right?
例如说我的妻子。
My wife, she does not know how to do any other way besides very straightforward.
我的妻子讲话非常直接。
If someone asks her, "Am I ugly?" she says, "Yeah, you're ugly. If you're ugly, that's the way she is."
要是有人问说你觉得我丑吗？她说，要是你觉得丑就是丑。
And sometimes I tell you, must you know, you must be more soft. You can tell her, you know, on the end that she's ugly, but.You cannot be so straightforward right at the beginning, right? And she just feels that, you know, when it comes to social relationship, she's really bad at it.
所以我就跟我太太说，如果你想要说这个人很丑，最后再说，不要这么直接了当，就告诉他，因为我太太就是不会讲话，就是不会委婉一点。
But actually, in a way, she's also a very good, you know, a good person to talk to.
但是我知道我的太太是一个很好的倾听的人。
If you want to know the truth about yourself,
要是你想要知道
真相，If you want a completely honest answer,
要是你要一个很诚实的回答
，Go to my wife, she will tell you.
只要问我太太，她就会告诉你。
And quite often, as human beings, it's very difficult for us to take that when someone else are very straightforward like that.
但是对我们来讲的时候，要接受一个直截了当的回答，并不是那么容易。
So that's why, as counselors, actually, we need to be, you know, we need to have very good kung fu.Right.
所以当一个辅导员必须要功夫很好。
There's like skills. You need to have skills, right? The different things, you know, to approach it differently, to you know, to say things differently. It's very important.
我们必须要很好的技巧，必须要技巧的回答，这是很重要的。
You know, some people when they say, "Oh, you're ugly," right?
有些人可能说你很丑。
But they say in such a way that you feel so good about yourself.
但是他讲的、用他讲的方式会让你觉得很好。
But you know what I'm saying, right?
你知道我意思吧？
Well, some people are very gifted in talking, right? They can say something that is very so mean to you, right? So bad, but they make it sound so beautiful.
有些人他可能讲的话，的内容是不好，但是你听起来就觉得不错。
Of course, a lot of politicians are very good at that, right? Really?
我们知道很多政客都是这样。
That is a gift, right? That's a gift.
这是一个神给的才能。
But for you and I, as if you want to be counsel, for example.
但是如果你我想要成为辅导员的话。
If you and I fill with God's Spirit.
要是我们被圣灵充满。
For sure, God will give. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of comforters, right? Counselors.
因为我们知道，圣灵是一个安慰人的灵，安慰人的就是辅导员。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
我记得我刚来信主的时
候。I think I shared with this with some of you before.
我可能以前讲过了。
And one of the clients that I was seeing, she's I guess she's very aggressive. She's very aggressive.
有一个以前来见我的被辅导员，她非常的。
She's sexually advanced towards me, right?
Oh, 她非常的直接，她追求我。
So she would ask me like during a counseling session, or do you want to have sex with me? Right, that's what she said.
她那时候来见我的时候问我，我说要不要跟我上床
？Of course, even though I said no, I cannot sin against God and against my wife.
我就跟她讲说不能，因为我不能够得罪神，也不能得罪我的妻子。
And she told me, oh, you can ask your wife to join too, right?That's how bad she is, right?
他说你的太太也可以参加，就是他就是这么的堕落。
And during that time, I got so scared, right?
我那时候非常的害怕。
Because I know, actually, the you know what she's doing is not from herself, but actually it's from the evil one, right? Trying to entice me.
我知道他所讲的话其实不是从他出来，是从撒旦出来的，想要诱惑我。
So of course, my wife doesn't know anything like this.
但是当然，我太太对这件事情一无所知。
So I called one of the pastors up.
所以我就打电话给一个长执。
And he told me the first thing you do, you tell your wife about it.
他说第一件事情你该做就是马上跟你太太说。
And after you tell your wife about it, then invite her for dinner.
当你跟你太太讲以后，就请她来吃饭。
For me, I'm like, what kind of intervention is this?
我就想说这是什么回答、啊、
？This crazy girl, you want me to, you know, invite her to come to my house for dinner, right?
我说这个人。是疯女人，为什么要请她来我们家吃晚饭
？But during that time, because the advice is so like out of ordinary, I said, okay, let me just do that. I just, you know, told my wife about it.
所以我就想，我就照着做吧，我就先跟我太太说。
And I say, okay, after I'm going to tell my wife about it, and my wife said, I'll pray for you.
那我跟我太太说以后，我太太就说我会帮你祷告。
Because I always tell my wife, because a lot of my clients they are female.
因为我有很多病人都是女性。
And often, you know, when female they have, you know, physical abuse at home and stuff like that, they always end up falling in love with the person who's listening to them, right?
我们知道这些女性的被辅导人通常在家里都是到家暴的受害者，所以有人愿意听他们讲话，他们就会爱上这个人。
So I told my wife, "Oh, don't worry, there's no woman can entice me."
我就告诉我太太，你不用担心，没有女人可以诱惑我的。
And that time when I told this woman is crazy, right? Then she, I pray for you, but she really understand.
那但是我跟我太太讲这个。这个疯女人的事情，我太太就是为了帮你祷告。
Then I told I will invite this girl come for dinner at our house.
那我就请了这个疯女人到。
And she say okay.
到我们家吃饭。
And she say okay.
她说好。
And then when I went back to work.
那当我回去工作的时候。
I never see that woman again.
我就再也没看到这个人了。
So why do you think what the pastor say to me worked? Why do you think?
那你们觉得这个长职跟我的建议为什么最后会有效呢
？Why you think it worked？
为什么有效
And she was very beautiful. She's a beautiful girl.
所以这个病人她长得非常的好看，她是个美貌的女人。
What do you think?
你们觉得呢？
Okay, which, who are our friend to?
因为他，我直接告诉太太。
Why would that work?
为什么会有效
？Okay.
因为你太太知道你受什么苦。
And what else? What else? It's true. What else?
没错，还有呢 ？Because the patient has no chance.To entice you again.
Oh, she still has chances.
她还是有机可乘。Yeah. Can I try that?
What is it?
I think it's because the counseling, the advice is from God.
Okay, and why would that work if it's advice from God? Like it's a.
Okay, 就是我刚刚讲的是可能是这个建议是从神来的，但是，吴奇现在问的是为什么会有效？为什么会有效？王姐妹。Because the enticement is from Satan. Yeah. And then by what you were doing, Satan didn't have a chance.
Yes, actually, that is very true. That's my experience.
那的确，的确是没错的。
Because Satan, he wants us what to live in darkness, right?
因为撒旦想要我们活在黑暗里。
Actually, when a person about to commit adultery or sexual sin against other, you know, your spouse, quite often you want to hide that, right?
因为当我们想要犯奸淫的时候，通常我们都是想要隐瞒我们的配偶。
And that's what Satan wants you to do.
那是这个是撒旦想要你。
He wants you to hide it from your spouse.
撒旦想要你不告诉你的。
But the minute you expose the sin,
但是当你把这个罪恶摊在阳光下
，especially to the one that you love,
特别是对你爱的人
，then she pray for me,
她为我祷告
，that is very effective.
那这就很有效。
Why? Because the sin is exposed. You know, the sin is exposed, and then you pray, and then you just kill it like that.
因为罪摊在阳光下，然后为这个罪祷告，所以这个。就把这个罪杀了。
But if that minister did not tell me, say, oh, make sure you don't tell your wife, she can be very mad.
要是这个长子跟我讲说，不要告诉你太太，她会很生气。
I think then I'd be done. I will be done.
那我可能就已经完了。
So that's why it's very important when you know, go to get counseling.
所以我们当我们去找辅导员的时候。
When you are counselor.
要是我们自己是辅导员
，We really need a person who's close to God.
我们真的需要去找一个跟神很接近的人。
Because God knows exactly what's going on.
因为神知道发生了什么事情。
That's why Jesus Christ is the wonderful counselor.
这就是为什么耶稣基督他是一个很好的辅导员。
And of course, for us to, there's no other way. You know, we always use this triangle for everything.
但是我们大部分的时候都会用一个这个三角形来解释。
We can see that we must be filled.With the image and likeness of Christ.
我们必须要被神的圣灵和他的形象充满。
And the way we can do that, we must read and pray.
要这样做的话，我们就必须要读经与祷告。
Especially when we do biblical counseling.
特别是在做圣经辅导的时候。
Our enemy is always Satan.
我们的敌人就是撒旦。
And Satan, his goal is to destroy any relationship that we have with one another.
那这个撒旦他要做就是要摧毁我们跟神之间的关系。
And he always used the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life to destroy us.
他总是用眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲来阻挡我们。
So if you and I as counsel we are close to God,
要是我们是辅导员，我们跟神接近。
And then it's very easy for us to bring our counselees also close to God.
我们就可以把我们被辅导的人带到神的面前。
But if we are not close to God, we're more closer to Satan.
要是我们自己当辅导员的跟神不接近，反而跟撒旦接近。
Then without knowing it, we'll bring our counselee also down to Satan too.
不知不觉，我们就会把被辅导这个人带到撒旦这边。
Look at Judas how he betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ.
请看犹大他是如何来背叛主耶稣。
What was Judas' weakness?
他的弱点是什么
？What was his weakness, Judas?
他的弱点是什么
？What's that?
Greed. greed.
Yes, he was greedy, right?
他很贪财。
So because he's a greedy, he became a thief.
因为他很贪财，所以他变成了贼。
Because he's a treasurer, he used to take money from the money box.
因为他是管钱的，所以他从管钱的钱的钱箱里偷钱。
So the minute he can have an opportunity, what do? He's when people want to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
所以当他有机会。就是当人要抓耶稣基督的时候
，so he seek the opportunity，
他就找到了这个机会。
And then look at the high priests and the leaders，
请看当时的大祭司还有他们的领袖。
Actually, if you look at very closely, actually it's all Satan's work。
你要是看仔细看一点，就知道这些大祭司跟领袖都是撒旦的帮手。
So when Judas went to the high priest, say, "How much money are you going to give me if I, you know, give you Jesus?"
所以犹大那时候去见这个大祭司，就是说你要给我多少钱，我就把。耶稣交在你手里。
And they say what? 30 pieces of silver.
他们说三十两银子。
Then he betrayed Jesus.
为三十两银子，他就背叛耶稣。
The minute he betrayed Lord Jesus Christ.
当他背叛耶稣的时候。
And then what did he do?
他怎么做呢？
What's that? Regret. Why did he regret?
他后悔了。为什么后悔呢？
It's very strange, right?
非常奇怪。
Actually, if you look from the spiritual point of view, it's not strange.
要是你从属灵的角度来看，就不会那么奇怪。
When he partake of the bread, right, during the Last Supper, say Satan entered his heart already.
因为当时他在最后的晚餐的时候，撒旦进入了他的心。
That's why he went to betray Jesus.
所以他就去背叛耶稣。
Then after Satan used him,
在撒旦利用他了以后
，Then he woke up.
他才醒悟过来。
What did I do?
说我到底做了什么
？Then he said, I have betrayed innocent blood.
So we
have betrayed the innocent person.
他说我背叛了一个无辜的人。
So he brought the 30 silver back to the high priest.
所以他把这三十两银子拿回去给大祭司。
What did the high priest say?
大祭司说什么呢？
No, my mom would say, "Oh, I have betrayed innocent blood, right?" And then he want to give the money back, right? The money back.
他说我背叛了这无辜人的血，我想要还这个三十两银子。
And what did the high priest say?
大祭司说什么？
I said, "What's that going to do with us?"
大祭司说关我什么事？
us, right?
关我什么事
？And then, of course, he just left his money and went to hang himself.
当然，犹大就把他的钱留下来去上吊自杀。
So where did the high priest put the money? He took the money, right? And then what did he do with it?
大祭司拿了这三十两银子做什么？Bought a piece of field.
Yeah, he bought a piece what, of graveyard, right? Graveyard.
他买了一个墓地。
And why didn't he put into the treasury?
他为什么不把这个钱放到放到神的殿的钱箱？
Why didn't he put it to the bank?
为什么不把它存起来在存在银行里？
What did he say? Why didn't he put it in there?
为什么他不？把钱放在圣殿。
Actually, it's very interesting. He also said, "Actually, this money, right? This money is from innocent blood."
大祭司也说这个钱是从无辜的血而来的。
So you cannot use it and put it in the treasury, but rather just buy the graveyard with it.
所以我们不能够拿这个放在圣殿里，
我
们去买墓地。
That Satan used the high priest and the leaders, and he used Judas to betray Jesus.
所以我们知道撒旦他利用了大祭司领袖，并且利用犹大来背叛耶稣。
And none of them knew until Satan left them. They all like, what did I do? What happened, right?
他们都不知道他们自己被撒旦利用，而且最后是说发生什么事。
And that is very sad.
所以这是一个让人伤心的故事。
So that time for us really is so important. If we are close to Satan.
所以我们当我们跟撒旦接近的时候，我们根本自己不知道。所以我们必须要跟神很接近。什么叫做我们必须要被神的形象来充满呢？
What does it mean to be filled with the image and likeness of Christ?
什么叫做被神的形象充满？被基督的形象充满？
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Ephesians 4:24.
以弗所书四章二十四节。
Say, and, And that you put on the new man which created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So when we talk about the image and likeness of Christ, this is to have true righteousness and true holiness.
所以我们这里说被神的形象充满，就是要真理并且圣洁。
If any one of us have this, you know, be able to put on this true righteousness and holiness, then every counseling we do will become successful.
要是我们都有真理并且有圣洁，那我们的辅导就会很成功。
So the most important part about counseling is not the counselees, it's the counselors.
所以对我们来讲，辅导最重要的是辅导员，而不是被辅导的人。
Of course, sometimes when people come to us for counseling, and the next day everybody know about their personal situation, right?
要是当然很多情况就是说，有人来找我们做辅导，结果隔天大家都知道发生了什么事。
And this is the person a good example that you know they don't have the image and likeness of God.
那我们就知道这个辅导员并没有神的形象。
But thank God for me, like when I talk to people and stuff, I hardly my wife doesn't even know. My wife don't know what's going on.
但是很感谢神，就是说，要是我跟我当辅导员的时候发生了什么事，我太太都不知道。
And thank God my wife, she doesn't care to know.
但是我太太也不会来跟我挖新闻。
So when I talk to someone on the phone for an hour and stuff, she now say, "Oh, Woody, what do you talk about?" She doesn't care.
有像我要是要跟我的被辅导员讲话，讲了超过一两小时，那我太太也不介意。
Not that she doesn't care, but she know if she hears it and stuff like that, then it's not good for her own spirituality.
对，并不是说她不在乎，而是说她知道，她要是听了的话，对她的灵性并没有造就。
It's funny, quite often, you know, when a couple, when a young couple going to get married, for example.
很有趣是，例如说，年轻人的夫妇，年轻人要准备结婚。
I always know ahead of time.
我通常之前就知道了。
Then when it's in public, my wife heard about, like, wow, did you hear this? She get married, she get all excited, right?
但之后我太太就听到说，你有没有听到某人跟某人要结婚了？
And I say, yeah, I knew 6 months ago.
我就告诉他说，我六个月前就已经知道了。
Why didn't you tell me?
那我太太就说，为什么没告诉我呢？
Not to tell anyone. Why didn't tell anybody?
因为他们跟我说不要告诉别人，所以我就没有告诉你。
So that's the only thing that she get excited about when she like, you know, she want to know people get married. She get very excited when it comes to things like that.
那他说的他对新人要结婚是很有兴趣，但是只有对新人结婚有兴趣。
But you know, I mean, there's brothers and sisters who are very suicidal.
但是我们知道有弟兄和姐妹可能会有自杀的倾向。
Can you imagine I tell her that yeah, there's a sister who want to kill herself and her children also?
那我你能够想象，我当然不能告诉我太太说有一个姐妹想要自杀，并且把她的儿女全部杀了。
I think she would have a lot of stress.
那这样子的话，我太太就会压力很大。
And that's why for us as counselors, we really must the confidential. Of course, we talk more about.But the confidentiality and stuff like that is so important.
并且，所以在当辅导员的时候，我们必须要小心守密。
That's why sometimes it's harder for sisters to be counselors.
所以，姐妹要当辅导员就不容易。
Actually, there's many aspects of why sisters like, you know, it's very difficult for them to be counselors. Right?
当然有还有其他的原因，让姐妹比较难成为成功的辅导员。
We can talk more about that.
我们可以慢慢再说。
I think we should take a 15 minutes break.
我们要休息15分钟。
Then because from 3 to 5, we can have you know a couple more hours of this counseling session.
3点到5点，我们还有更多的辅导员的讲座。
We'll try our best to leave about 20 minutes on the end to pray.
我们最后要20分钟的祷告。
Let's bow and pray, sir.
低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Please, if you have any question, any thought like that, please be interactive so everybody can stay.